Hey, I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to break relationship patterns and create a match game plan so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my six-step formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and love-changing tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code Podcast. And today we are talking about self-worth, Sarah. Now, if you have been following along for the last couple of episodes, you know that we are preparing and opening, well, not preparing, we are actively opening up doors to the Captivating Weekend 3-day event where you get to join us for 3 days and create your 90-day attraction plan. You're going to learn how to manage your relationship anxiety, how to transform your patterns. You're going to learn how to boost your confidence and how to create an attraction plan that is unique and specific to you. For 3 days, you are going to deep dive with me and the CCC community. It is the first time that I have opened up the opportunity for non-CCC clients to be able to attend. So if you would like to learn more about this opportunity to join us for the immersive 3-day event, and hey, if you cannot join live, maybe because you're in a different time zone, maybe you have some other obligations, please make sure that you go ahead and register your ticket. You'll still be able to get access to the recorded sessions and be able to work through everything at your own time. You're going to get the digital Captivating Weekend workbook, and you're also going to be able to attend a live Q&A call 30 days after the event where you can continue to ask additional questions. You'll be able to fill in any blanks, refine your attraction plan, and be able to continue on your path to relationship success. So I'm super excited to open up the doors to that. Tickets for the 3 days are only $250, and you can go to captivatingcourtship.com/captivatingweekend in order to secure your spot. Seats are extremely limited in order for us to keep the environment intimate and a safe space for women like you. So the third woman that needs to be in the room, we're talking about that today. We've covered overwhelmed Olivia. We've covered anxious Ava. And today we're talking about self-worth Sarah. Now, self-worth Sarah, if we were to break her down and the type of woman she is, and if you identify with her, like I said, you need to be at the upcoming Captivating Weekend event because we're going to be providing tools and information specific to you, specific to this type of woman, and specific to the needs that you have in order to transform your love life and to turn it around and to create your 90-day attraction plan. But self-worth Sarah, she may be an entrepreneur. She may be someone who's a little bit more independent, a self-starter, a go-getter. Maybe you have a regular corporate job. That's perfectly okay, self-worth Sarah. But you're just someone who identifies with a level of independence, intentionality, and purpose in life. And you've achieved a level of career success. However, when it comes to your personal life, and that could be solely romantic, but it could also be some other areas of your personal life as well, you tend to feel a little bit of struggle. You tend to feel a little bit of feelings of inadequacy when it comes to your personal life and personal experiences. Now, when it comes to your career, you feel pretty good about that. You feel like you're accomplished, you feel pretty confident in that area, but despite your career accomplishments, you still struggle with low self-worth. And I like to point this out, and I had a very good conversation with someone I know that is actually a marriage counselor recently, who they didn't quite understand the difference between self-confidence and self-worth. So I want to make sure that I break that down for you as well, because a lot of people have this confused, especially my self-worth Sarahs, because confidence is how you feel about yourself in a particular area. Okay, so you could be very confident about your intellect, about your looks, about your character, about your communication skills, about your career, about your education, about you as a daughter or a mother or a friend or whatever. You are very particular, very confident about yourself in particular areas of life. So we can be very, very confident on the outside. We can be very confident about our ability to perform in particular areas of life. However, self-worth is very different. Self-worth is, do you feel loved, valued, and respected? Do you feel worthy of the love or the things that you desire in life? Do you feel worthy of the boundaries that you set or being able to protect or go for whatever it is that matters most to you? Are you in alignment with your values and are you protected over those values? That's where self-worth is. So you can be very, very confident. And most of my women, especially those with the trophy love loop pattern, are very confident women. However, deep down inside, and I always like to say it's the conversations that you have when it's just you, yourself alone, in your bathroom towel, in front of the mirror. The conversations that you have then when you're fully vulnerable, when you're fully naked, when it's just you and your journal, do you actually feel worthy? Do you actually feel like you are filled up with self-love? Do you feel valued? Do you feel loved? Do you feel respected? How do you feel then? And that can be an uncomfortable truth. Maybe you feel worthy. Maybe you feel totally worthy and totally confident and you're just very well-rounded in that area. Maybe you've been doing the work for some time. However, I know that for many women and many successful women, deep down inside, they actually don't feel good enough. They don't feel good enough. They don't feel worthy. They don't feel deserving. They feel like they don't really get the respect that they desire, especially in the relationship world. They just don't feel enough. And if that is you, it's very normal and it's okay, because a lot of times, especially in the society, women weren't taught how to own their value. They weren't taught how to be in their value. They weren't taught how to protect their value. They weren't taught that they are already worthy and good enough as they are, and how to naturally and authentically communicate that, especially in the relationship world, without having to use a lot of words, without feeling like you have to prove it, without having to do and chase and go after anything or anyone, how to simply just be. And this is a lot of the work that we do in CCC. This is a lot of the work that I do with my clients. And for you to be able to step into your power in the relationship world, for you to be able to attract the type of partner, but most importantly, attract the type of relationship that you deserve. Because I find with women that are like the self-worth Sarahs or anyone with the trophy love loops, they tend to attract the type of partners they actually would like to commit to. Whether you're an overwhelmed Olivia or an anxious Ava, 9 times out of 10, you attract men that you are attracted to, or men that maybe have some of the qualities or career traits that you would want, maybe some of the religious or faith qualities that you want. You may be attracting the types of men that you do desire. Where you may be struggling is attracting men who will actually commit. You feeling good and positive and confident during the dating and courtship process, you not questioning your worth or your value, especially if you go through moments of breakups, burnout, or situationships, getting ghosted, feeling rejected, any of those things. How do you navigate your emotions when you're in that space? And that is where there's oftentimes a big gap, even for women who are very, very confident on the outside. So if in spite of your career accomplishments, if you still battle with low self-worth, or you feel like you often attract emotionally unavailable men or men who reinforce negative beliefs about you, maybe you attract men who say or do things that make you question your value, make you question your worth, make you feel like you're not enough. Maybe they're not doing something directly, but maybe you internally struggle with it on your own. So you're very, very sensitive and very hyper focused on any signals or anything that they say that may quickly trigger you, make you emotionally react, make you show up in your ego, that makes you feel as though they believe that you are not worthy or deserving of the love or the type of commitment that you want. If that sounds like you, First and foremost, you may actually be struggling with some levels of codependency when it comes to relationships. So you're putting a lot of your worth, a lot of your deservingness, a lot of the validation that you're seeking into the power and the hands of the partners that you attract because you're not embodying it and being very, very protective of that on your own. So when you enter relationships or dating and courtship experiences, and this is very, very common, I see this a lot for high achieving women, and I'll admit this is something that I used to struggle with in the past, losing a sense of independence, where when you are in a relationship or you're married or you're in a dating and courtship process, you can get very wrapped up into the life of the person that you are attracting or in relationship or married to. You find yourself molding or shifting your identity in some ways in order to appease them. Maybe you start turning into a people pleaser. Maybe you start self-abandoning and abandoning your hobbies or your interests or your goals or your family or your friends. You start molding your life around theirs. Their problems become your problems. You may even become neglectful towards your own problems. Now, when this becomes a part of your pattern and something that you often do, what I notice for a lot of self-worth Sarahs is they go into a space of feeling either I can have the career I want, I can have the life I want, I can go after my goals and focus, or I can have a partner, I can have a fulfilling love life, I can feel loved, I can have that type of connection. But being able to balance and being able to achieve both oftentimes feels like it's an impossible task. There's this fear that if I get married or if I get a partner or if I get into a relationship or if I start focusing on my love life, then my career goals or my financial goals or any of those things, my home life is going to fall off. And if I focus on my career goals and my financial goals and all the goals that have to do with achieving, while that feels very safe and it feels very doable and it feels a lot more tangible than love and relationships, I don't feel completely fulfilled because I lack balance. I don't feel like I'm having enough play. I don't feel like I have enough love. I don't feel fully desirable. I feel like I'm constantly in work mode and in the masculine doing energy. So there's this gap in being able to create balance, to be able to feel as though you can successfully navigate love in life, relationships in your career, being able to essentially just have it all, and being able to do that while in the process of attracting without losing yourself, without overly trying to fill someone else's cup or maybe everyone's cup around you, being able to always focus on pouring into the man and showing up as the best woman, or like I like to say, you try to audition for the best girlfriend role. And then if the relationship does not pan out or if you do not get the commitment that you desire, you feel like you waste the time, you feel like you've been taken advantage of, and most importantly, you feel behind. You feel as though you've neglected yourself, whether it's your physical appearance, your goals, your finances, your friends, your family, your social life, whatever those things are, you feel those things that you once were very connected to and you allowed yourself to really show up and shine in. It's probably what made you really attractive in the beginning when you first attracted this guy. I bet you can look self-worth Sarahs at where you were in life when you first entered that relationship or when you first met the guy that you were attracted to last, or whenever you tend to attract potential partners or get out there in a dating, where you were probably in a place of feeling really filled up, where you were just doing things that you love. You were just focused on your career, focused on your health, focused on travel, focused on your life. And then maybe about 6 to 12 weeks into getting to know the person, you look back and you really started focusing in on the other person. You started molding your life. And that's not like necessarily a negative thing. Maybe the man was super consistent and showing a lot of interest, so you went along with it and you fell into that space and you really started attaching yourself to the man, but you started attaching yourself in a way that you began self-abandoning. And if he does not commit, and there's a reason why you tend to attract men in this space, when you get into the space and then all of a sudden they're emotionally unavailable or not ready or not sure about commitment, and you feel really distraught and you feel like you've wasted time, or you feel like they're playing games, or maybe you fall into a situationship or whatever those things are. And you get really frustrated with it and you feel burnt out. You may go through a breakup and then you take some time off, and before you know it, you may repeat this pattern, get right back out there and do it again. So how this can manifest in the relationships, one is that you're constantly going through these kind of sort of situations. These start stops, you're getting super, super emotionally attached, super attached, and adopting your life, but not getting the fulfillment and the commitment that you deserve. But then on top of that, when it comes to your personal life, you feel like you're also always in a start-stop hamster wheel when it comes to your personal life as well. Maybe when it comes to your finances or your fitness goal or your social life or your friends or your family, it's always this hamster wheel where you're not seeing the level of progress that you really desire and that you truly want, because you tend to lose yourself. So again, this may cause you to get into a space where you're like, you know what? I'm just avoiding this altogether. I want nothing to do with it. I'm just going to focus on my life. I'm going to focus on travel. I'm going to focus on all the self-care things. And I'm just going to put relationships to the side because it doesn't seem to work out, or I can't figure out how to balance it all. Or I'm afraid that if I start putting my focus there, I'm going to neglect or lose out on all the things that I've worked really hard for. And if that sounds like you, then we definitely want to break this courtship loop. So if you are a self-worth Sarah and you truly do desire and you long for a partner who will appreciate you and commit to you, the first thing that you have to do is get out of the mindset of thinking that you're not good enough, that you're not good enough for commitment, men don't choose you, you're not worthy to be a wife, any of those things. And I'm sure there's some form of those types of thoughts that just doesn't work out for you. Maybe for other women, but not for you. You're just not good enough. Maybe you focus on your flaws. Maybe you focus on your past. Maybe you focus on your age or your physical appearance, like all these reasons why you come up with you not being enough, you not being good enough, you not being worthy, why you're always overlooked, why you're always the bridesmaid and not the bride. You have to get out of the mindset that you are not worthy or deserving. And I do not mean that on a shallow level. It's so easy to say, oh, I love myself, I feel worthy, I feel good enough. It's so easy to say that at the tongue, but your actions are what's actually going to show and display that you believe this to be true. And when you embody it in your actions, in your energy, when you show up in that space, men will be able to identify that. But here's the thing, self-worth Sarahs. Right now, you're probably really good at doing that in the beginning, because like I said, for the first 6, maybe even 12 weeks, I don't think it usually lasts 12 weeks, but let's just say for the first 6 up to 12 weeks, you may be very, very strong at displaying that side of you. But once you start to get emotionally invested, once you start to get emotionally attached, once you start auditioning as the best girlfriend, essentially, and even if you want to get married, like, I don't want to be a girlfriend, I want to be a wife. It's still this performative role of the best girlfriend, feeling as though you have to be the guy's, you know, number one cheerleader. You have to be his support system. You have to be his teacher. You have to be his therapist. You have to do all the things. You're trying to be there at his every beck and call. Like you're totally in that energy of proving and doing, right? In order to feel a sense of connection and a sense of closeness. And you feel like you've been maybe becoming a people pleaser, chameleon in some ways, maybe just always trying to be very accessible so that you feel connected and you feel like you're getting the relationship that you want, even though the man hasn't committed. If you are in that space, then we have to break you free of this self-sabotaging pattern, because the self-sabotaging pattern is not allowing you to cultivate the high level of self-worth that you actually need in order to attract the type of commitment that you deserve. So one part of it is the worthiness, you stepping into your worthiness, but then it's also you doubling down on your desire and your deservingness to have the type of relationship and the commitment that you want. Because it's not about the man, it's about the relationship. And I always love that saying, it's about the relationship and not the man. So you have to be able to have the worthiness to allow yourself to fully commit to the type of relationship that you deserve. So there are 3 things that you need to do, self-worth Sarahs, in order to step into your power. And these are the things that you're going to focus on. We're going to be talking about at the upcoming Captivating Weekend. So make sure that you do join us for those 3 days, and you also get access to the recorded sessions. You're going to put together this attraction plan, but most importantly, you're going to be able to turn your love life around, and you're going to have access to me. We're going to brainstorm, we're going to workshop, we are going to breakout room, we are going to be able to answer all of your questions. So make sure that you are present and available for that. But the three things that you need to focus on, self-worth, Sarah, in order to turn this around. Number one are your wounds. We have to get to the root of those wounds. We have to get to the root of the distrust that you have within yourself. We have to get to the root of your patterns, of your beliefs, and start to turn those around. Teach you how to think differently about yourself, about your worthiness, about your deservingness, so that you step into that captivating queen energy, you own your throne, and you step into that higher level version of you. Number two, your authentic value. Self-worth, Sarahs, you have to get crystal clear and very, very confident about the value that you bring. And I do not mean this on a surface, shallow level where it just stops at the tongue. Yeah, I know my value. Yeah, no, you should be able to clearly identify and embody your value. I want you to fully embody your value so that you don't feel like you have to chase, you don't feel like you have to prove, you don't feel like you have to do. You know who you are, and you are a walking billboard for your value. You are showing up in your value in every single room that you walk into, in every single relationship, whether it's romantic, family, business, doesn't matter. Every single form of relationship around you, you are fully in your worth. You are fully an embodiment of your value so that it is undeniable to anyone who crosses your path. When you are very clear and you are very confident in that, not only will you increase in stepping into your self-worth, will not only you be able to radiate an energy that is very attractive, you will stop selling yourself short. You will stop selling your boundaries short when it comes to the type of relationship and the type of commitment that you deserve. You will stop negotiating with yourself, stop negotiating with men. And I do not mean this in a firm, volatile, combative, or hostile way. I mean in a way where you are so in your feminine, you're so rooted in your value, you're so confident in who you are, that you understand who's for you and who's not for you. And you're not afraid to walk away, even from the shiniest trophy man, even from the shiniest situationship. You are so rooted in your value. You are so clear on your path. You're so connected to the inevitability of the type of relationship that you want, that you are able to stand firm in that and attract from that place. I want you attracting from your value, not from your words, not from your ability to chase and prove, but truly, truly from your authentic value and your authentic value. Not the value that your family thinks you have, your friends, society, no one else. For you to get rooted in your authenticity and who you truly are and the unique experience that you bring to every relationship in every single room that you walk into, that is how you light up spaces. So I want you to get very, very clear on that so that you can focus on embodying that. And this way you're going to create more balance in your inner world and in the relationships that you attract. And then number three, your captivating life. The reason why you are out of alignment with your authentic value, the reason why you struggle with codependency or losing yourself in relationships, is because you're not focused on your captivating life. So during the 3-day captivating weekend, we're going to help to boost your confidence for you to create a more fulfilling lifestyle. We want you to be able to create and design a captivating life that you actually love, that's going to allow you to be able to, one, attract partners authentically, but then also for you to be very attractive and balanced during the dating and courtship process, while you're in relationships, while you're married, when you have children. You being able to create that balance within yourself, this is very, very important, especially if you attract men that are hot and cold, situationships, men who are emotionally unavailable. Part of the problem is your captivating life and you not being fully in a space where you're creating balance within that while you are getting to know men. So we want to help you to level up and to be able to create a captivating life that you love. Now, here's the thing, self-worth Sarahs. I don't want you getting so focused on designing and creating a captivating life that you neglect your love life. That's not the captivating life that you want. That is you doing things that fills up your schedule. That's great. But you're still stepping into a space of self-worth. Sarah, if you're so fulfilled, like I'll have clients sometimes like, oh, I'm focused on my captivating life. I am going for hikes and I am working on this new, you know, goal of mine. And I've been going to events and I'm doing all these things. And yeah, I'm stepping into my captivating life. And I'm like, okay, that's great. What's going on when it comes to relationships? Like, where are you at when it comes to dating? Are you meeting men? Are you getting to know anyone? What's going on? And they're like, yeah, I haven't really been focused on that. If that sounds like you, you are not living your captivating life. You're still not living your captivating life because what you're doing is avoiding. You're avoiding relationships, you're avoiding courtship, you're avoiding dating, you're avoiding love, and that is not your captivating life. Your captivating life has balance. Your captivating life has love and lifestyle, not just one or the other. It's not either or. That's not the full picture that you actually desire. And I know that because you're listening to this podcast. I know that because you're in coaching. I know that because you're on an email list. I know that because you follow on social media. You want both. You don't want one or the other. So when you're only focused on one, you are denying your authenticity. You are denying your true desires. You are denying the type of life that you actually want. I want you to have a fulfilling life. I want you to have love and a lifestyle that lights you up, that makes you feel good. I want you to step into the power and the energy of having both, of having it all, because you absolutely can. You do not have to choose either or. So we're not going to focus so much on your lifestyle that you're just traveling the world and doing all the fabulous things, but you're doing it and you feel alone and you feel unsatisfied and you feel lonely and you are questioning why won't it work out for you or why does it ever happen to you or why are you never chosen, any of those things. And I also don't want you focusing so much on love and relationships that you're neglecting having a fulfilling life that lights you up and makes you happy, because then you're going to step into codependency during the dating and courtship process. You're going to self-abandon. You're going to get super anxious and overwhelmed, and you're going to consistently attract emotionally unavailable men. So I want you to have both. And this is why you need to be at the upcoming Captivating event weekend, Captivating weekend event. So I definitely look forward to having you there. Make sure that you grab a ticket. Invite a friend. Do this together. You don't have to do this alone. Let's create community. Let's create a space where women feel safe to be seen, to be heard, where they feel confident, where they feel worthy, where they feel loved, where they are focused on having a fulfilling life, love and lifestyle, not either or. You get to have it all, not just the IG girls, not just the YouTube girls, not just your cousins, not just your sister, you. You get to have both, and you get to make the decision to have both, and you get to step into that power today. So go to captivatingcourtship.com/captivatingweekend. The link is in the show notes. Go to the page in the show notes and secure your spot. Invite a friend, bring a family member. I can't wait to meet you, and I definitely look forward to having you there. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and I'll talk to you soon. Hey, beautiful. I want to ask you to share this podcast with the woman you know and help us change the way women attract partners and court for commitment. I'm a huge believer that when we change one woman and elevate her relationships, we change society and we also change family trees. And you can help with this simply by sharing the podcast. Thanks for being a part of the Courtship Code community, and thanks for sharing this episode.